But I am like a deaf man. I do not hear. Like a mute man who does not open his mouth. I have become like a man who does not hear, and in whose mouth are no rebukes. But for you, O Lord, do I wait. It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Psalm 38, verses 13 to 15, and verses 21 to 22. Almost without question selected for us today because of the context of the New Testament reading in the Gospel of Mark. You might remember from last week, we left Jesus having just fed 4,000 Gentiles the second time, right? The first time it was Jews and 5,000, but demonstrating his ability to have power over bread. But sandwiched between a story about the healing of a blind man, and then on Saturday, if you read it, another story about the healing of a blind man, all leading up to today's text, in which the real eyes need to be opened, when he teaches his disciples about how he needs to die and rise, but they don't understand these things. That's our nature. Like deaf men who do not hear, like mute men who don't open their mouth because they don't even know what to say. And even though Peter will at various times rebuke Jesus for this teaching, David of old, he says, I can't even talk. I just have to wait on you, O Lord my God. I have to wait for your answer. I have to trust in your words because that's all that I got. Don't forsake me. Be not far from me. Now, the context of this psalm is one we've heard before. David is struggling. His sin is bothering him. He seems to have an illness from which he's not sure if he'll even recover. He believes that God is going to put an end to him, but he wants to continue living under God's mercy. And so he prays and he calls out. He says, and this is the point, right? I've got nothing. I can't say, Lord, forgive me because I've been good enough. I know I haven't been. All I have is you. I'll throw my iniquities at you. You can have my sins. But don't forsake me. Save me. Don't let those who scoff at me and say he trusts in the Lord, let the Lord save him, think that they're right. But prove that you are my God. And of course, this applies to Jesus himself. When they did scoff at him, when nobody believed that he was the Lord, and even unto death, the Father did not answer, Lord, Lord, why have you forsaken me? But Jesus knew, because he knew the word. He didn't need a sign from heaven. He knew the prophecies of old. He knew what the sign of Jonah would mean. And so he endured that scoffing and shame, and he went into the grave, and he came out again. For David, for you, to by his death and resurrection, establish the reconciliation of all things. And in this, then, we are those who have heard the preaching and so believe. We are those who know that the sending of more to preach is one of the greatest things that we can do. We are no longer deaf men who do not hear or mute men who do not open our mouths to confess the name of Jesus before the world. We are those who, in the midst of this present darkness, remain still and know that he is God. Remain still and know not only that he will answer, but that he has answered, and he has answered again. Christ has died. Christ is risen. And so the only prayer left, O Lord Jesus, come again.